Welcome, 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 everyone, to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and it is a beautiful Saturday. It may be a Monday when you're listening, but I hope it's beautiful on that day, too. I am so excited that you joined me and that we are taking this journey together for the next hour. I wanted to start off at the top to say last show on, what was it, August 16th? Was a little bit of a barn burner. If you missed it, you probably will need to go back and pick that one up because there was a lot. There was a lot on that one. A lot of change going on in Sunshine's life. But these last 2 weeks, they've been filled with so much love and so much support and so much. I'm just in awe of the people that have reached out, people that I know well, people that I don't know very well, but I will get to know better. And it's been a crazy 2 weeks. So I'm just going to jump in. For those that weren't here last show on August 16th, go pick that up. If you don't mind, go pick it up and listen to it. It's just an hour out of your day, and it was good. It was me, raw and live. But I want to share with you some exciting news that I announced last show. Today is August 30th, and then on September 13th and September 27th, that's my mother's birthday. Those 2 days, my show will still be at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time. But Whiplash Talk is going weekly starting October 4th, and that will be at 1 p.m. So I'm only moving 1 hour earlier. So don't lose me. Don't leave me behind. Yeah, so I'll be on for the next two shows in September at my normal time at 2 o'clock, September 13th and September 27th. But on October 4th, we're going weekly. Woohoo! Whiplash Talk is going weekly at 1 p.m. Central. So don't lose me. Please stay with me. I love you guys. So I'm excited about that. But I also want to announce another exciting thing. I haven't heard from BBS yet, but on October 11th at 2 o'clock, that is, last time I heard, was still open for a new podcaster, a new broadcaster, somebody that wants to get on biweekly and get on BBS Radio where you are not censored and you can say your piece. So I encourage you guys to reach out to BBS if that is something that you feel called to do, and talk to them about Sunshine Spot at 2 p.m. on October 11th, starting on a biweekly program at that time, and see if that's something that you could get secured and get ready to go, get ready to start launching the word that you have to share with the world. We're on over, golly, I don't even know how many syndicated stations now. Well, I want to say 27, but I'm probably wrong. But we're on a lot of syndicated stations, and you could reach a lot of people. So that's my announcement. I'm super excited about that. Make the change, make the move with me. We'll have a moving day on September 27th. Maybe we'll make that moving day. It might be moving day in more than one ways if you heard my last show. So it could be interesting how we get that one done. So I was listening to someone, and normally I don't kind of go off the rails like this, but this one really spoke to me. And maybe it's just because of what I'm going through right now with the recent job change. But there's a gentleman on Instagram. His name is Jake, and I want to say it's Juan, W-H-A-N. His handle on Instagram is Jake_W-H-A-N. And I want to give complete and total credit to this because I literally was so touched and moved by what he shared on this particular subject, and it probably has to do with what I'm going through right now, but it resonated with me. And so I sat and listened to it over and over and over again and wrote down everything. So I'm giving 110% credit to him. Please go find him on Instagram, Jake underscore WHAN. If I have a funny accent, it's JAKE underscore WHAN. Go find him. His ball cap will be worn backwards, but he speaks a lot of wisdom. The title of his little short reel was "Want to get access to unlimited amounts of money?" Question mark. I'm like, yeah, I do. So I caught my eye, and a lot of his stuff catches my eye. It resonates. And so I started listening, and I'm like, that's my show. Because there are other people out there that listen to Sunshine that are going through the same thing. So I, again, giving 110% credit to him, to Jake One, I just want to go through what he said and then break it down the second time I go through it and break it down with where I'm at. I've always told you guys that I will be brutally honest and transparent to the point of uncomfortableness for me. And maybe uncomfortableness for you. I don't know. So let's get started. Instagram, Jake underscore WHAN, I believe it's pronounced one. Want to get access to unlimited amounts of money? The first thing we have to take responsibility for is you are the block to unlimited amounts of money. Don't blame your job, your wife, your husband, or anyone else. It's you. You have to take responsibility for that first. And now, why have we gotten blocked to this unlimited amount of money? Well, we grew up around parents that maybe said, I can't afford that. You may have grown up in a poor environment, or you grew up with a budget all the time, and you had to live within your means. And you may have heard growing up that money is the root of all evil. So you blocked yourself from having money. He continues to say, the next thing we have to understand is that money is currency. Money is something that continuously wants to flow. It does not want to be blocked. And next, money is not a physical thing. When we hold a dollar in our hand, it does not provide us any value. We are the ones that provide it value. And money is a consciousness. So, are we blocking ourselves to this consciousness? Or are we allowing ourselves to receive it and be in flow with it? So, if we want to access the unlimited abundance of money around us, we need to heal from these narratives that have been stored within us. So, the first thing we need to do is heal and release these. Let go of these limiting beliefs that are within us. And by healing and releasing, we then know that we are abundant. Because when we heal, we release, we connect with God, which is the infinite creator. We, as the listening audience, know as Source. I added that in for my listening audience. Continuing with what Jake says. And when we connect with God, Source, we ultimately find the deepest sense of trust within ourselves and within God, Source. And when you find that ultimate trust, your trust that you will always be provided for. So when you have that investment that comes up and your mind says, I can't afford that, with that healing you have done, having trusted God, Source, You can say, I am going to invest into this, even if, maybe if, I can't afford it. But I trust that God's source will provide for me. Jake continues to go on. And then lastly, be open to the infinite amount of ways that money can find you. You may think that your job is your only way of making income, but that's not true. If you say, I want to invest into whatever it is, and you take action towards that, God, Source, says, okay, I am going to provide money for this fundraiser, from this fundraiser, or from this friend. It can come in so many ways. Ultimately, it is your job to stop being the block to the abundance that wants to come to you. And I am adding this. I, Sunshine, would add, not only does the abundance want to come to you, but ultimately it wants to flow through you. So this reel, this short that he did was incredible. And it really spoke to me. And I know with the way the economy is going and the way people have reached out to me and have been communicating with me, that a lot may be feeling a little bit of the pinch going on. We're all in different circumstances. We're all in different areas of our walk. But I just want to say, you're not in it alone. Even though, there may be a radio personality that is out there being sunshine and doing her whiplash talk thing, we all go through challenges, as you know, as I communicated last show. But it doesn't mean that you have to be a perfectly clean fish to be on your way to ascension. You don't have to be perfectly clean before you can ascend, before you can be on that ascension path. Be working on yourself. We can't fix others, but we can fix ourselves. We can grow and go within and be more authentic to who we are and whom we're to be as we're in a physical sense on this planet. So I wanted to go back through this on what Jake had written and just add in some of my thoughts on this. And then we'll see where I'm at on time and then we'll go from there. But in talking about the first thing that we have to do is take responsibility for us, that we are the block to unlimited amounts of money. It's so natural for us to blame our job or our wife or our husband or anyone else, but it really is truly us. And we do have to take responsibility for that first. And so he continued to go on and talk about we've gotten blocked to this unlimited amount of money. Why have we gotten blocked to this unlimited amount of money? And he talked about the points of what snagged us, what tripped us up, and the programming that we got into, that I can't afford it, or you may have grown up in a poor environment, or you grew up with a budget all the time. You had to live within your means, and you may have heard growing up with money is the root of all evil for those of out there that kind of came up from a religious background. So I can't speak for you guys. I can only speak for myself. So I will say, so I blocked myself from having money because if it's not flowing freely, then I've got a blockage somewhere. So as we all know, this money mindset came to our ancestors and to us through the manipulative mind control, or as I call it, the holodeck experiences. via the programming through, Hollywood and mainstream media and our public and private school sectors or sector pr public and private sector schools and universities and religious institutions and even through collegiate and professional sports. The list is really endless. But again, we can't blame them. It's the programming. These were places we all trusted to be safe, whether you're a parent and you enrolled your children in the finest schools to find out that now that they think differently than you and that you feel like you've lost them. We all trusted that these places to be safe. We didn't know, we didn't have our knowledge. And we were all hoodwinked into being slaves to the elite few, but they thought this ascension cycle would go as the ones before. But surprise, we are all getting our consciousness back and realizing our infinite power within and are not taking the bait. However, we still have to go through the deprogramming, and I will be honest with you, for me, this one's tough. The closer I get to breakthrough to aligning with my mission and my highest potential and locating the physical area in which I feel drawn to, the harder I am hit financially trying to hold me back. There is a lot of bait out there trying to snag me, trying to hook me, trying to pull me off course. A lot of moving pieces. So I am commanding my spirit to guide me and to help me stay on course. And I'm just being honest with you guys. If this is helpful to you, great. Maybe it'll be helpful to a friend that you talk to. The next thing that Jake mentioned was that we had to understand that money is currency. It's something that continuously wants to flow. It does not want to be blocked. It does not want to be stagnant. It does not want to be held back. So our friend Q was very clear, if I believe it was Q and Mermaid, were very clear that if money comes to you, do not hold on to it, let it flow through you. And this aligns with so many analogies out there. One, if you catch a baby bird and hold it so tight, trying to protect it, never letting it go to stretch and exercise its wings and eventually learn to fly, it will pass away in your hands. If you dam up a living spring of water to make a pond and do not construct an outfall for the pond to allow the water a place to slowly release, the water will become stagnant and toxic. Again, only speaking for me, but I hope this resonates with others. I am to be a pipeline. Money comes to me to move through me. It has always been happening, and I am blown away. Sorry, it has already been happening. And I'm blown away by the love and kindness I've received since my show on August 16th. I am just seeing Source in action is awe-inspiring, to say the least. And thank you to all that are being led. And being the pipeline, I feel it and I feel the love. Thank you. The next thing that Jake mentioned was money is not a physical thing. And you're going to say, what do you mean? When I hold a dollar in my hand, it's physical, it's tangible, I can feel it. Well, you have to get past that. He's saying that when you hold a dollar in your hand, it does not provide us any value. So, as you might relate to, the dollar has had more buying power than it does right now. The dollar is very, very, very weak. And so it takes many, many, many more dollars to buy the same item you used to buy, meaning, your gasoline is more expensive. Your bread and eggs and milk are more expensive. Your homes are more expensive. Vehicles are more expensive. Clothing, everything is more expensive. And that is saying that the value of that dollar that we hold in our hand, it does not provide us any value. We are the ones that provide it value. So here's an example that I came up with. My bill, he would regularly tip a $100 bill to the restaurant servers or really anyone he felt led to support. And he said, "It's just paper." And he was like, and he really meant it. He wasn't being arrogant, he wasn't being cocky, he wasn't being rude. He really understood that it's just paper. It doesn't have any value. It only has the value of that which, people have put on it, And so when he would say it is just paper to the people that, or to me, he would share with me, the value the recipients put on that $100 bill was grand. It was incredible. Most everyone was so blown away and incredibly touched. And he didn't do it for the attention. He did it because he was a pipeline. He worked very, very hard for his money, and sometimes at great sacrifice being away from his family. And even through his late in life, physical battle and the purchase of all the natural remedies he tried that consumed his wealth, absolutely devoured his wealth. He still gave what he had to give. Even if it was not in the form of currency, he was a true pipeline, ever flowing. Nothing ever was stagnant when I knew Bill. And so that was a really good visual for me to have to go with what Jake was saying. It's like we are the ones that provide it the dollar value. Jake continues to say money is a consciousness. So we are blocking ourselves to this con so are we, I guess, is what he's trying to say. Are we blocking ourselves to this consciousness? Or are we allowing ourselves to receive it and be in flow with it? None of us, I can't speak for you guys. I was not taught that money was fluid. I was not taught that it was a consciousness. I remember hearing our friend say that, he'd rather just trade puka shells. Whatever you put value on, which is what Jake was saying, then that becomes your currency. I'll trade you 10 puka shells for a dozen eggs or whatever. It's kind of going back to my creative co-op that I feel called to do. And it's putting people together that, I have a garden and I have some spent vegetables, and another gentleman has hens that are laying eggs, and he needs food for his chickens. So please come over, grab some squash, grab some whatever, grab some of the vegetables that I can't use. Feed it to your chickens, and yes, I would absolutely accept payment in eggs. And so that is kind of where I'm at. It's like, are we blocking ourselves to this consciousness because the value that we put on it, currency can be anything. And then he continued to say, or are we allowing ourselves to receive it and be in flow with it? So I believe doing the creative co-op, the barter system that Q talked about, things like that, is us allowing ourselves to receive it and be in flow with it and allowing it to continue to flow through us. Now, I am not naive enough to say to believe, be naive. I am not naive to say that to currently live in this world, currency is needed. It absolutely is needed. I cannot go trade a dozen eggs for a commercial building I need to do my Sunnies by the Sea creative co-op. Yeah, that's not going to work. I would get laughed out of the real estate office. So I understand I'm trying to deliver the concept to you to where we can truly heal ourselves with the way we view currency, and the power that it has is the power that we give it. He continues to say, Jake continues to say, so if we want to get access to unlimited abundance of money around us, we need to heal from these narratives that have been stored within us. The narratives that he listed earlier were, I can't afford that. Or you may have grown up in a poor environment, or you grew up with a budget all the time, and maybe you had to live within your means. You may have heard growing up that money is the root of all evil. And that's where he mentioned that. So you blocked yourself from having money. Completely unintentional. I mean, who wants to block having more than enough to help your family and others? But the law of attraction is coming from within. You blocked yourself from being able to let that pipeline flow. You've got a blockage in that pipeline. So he says, he continues, Jake continues to say, the first thing we need to do is heal and release these narratives I just mentioned. Let go of these limiting beliefs that are with us. He says, and by healing and releasing, we then know that we are abundant. Because when we heal, we release, we connect with God, which is the infinite creator. We, as my listening audience, know as Source. And when we connect with God, Source, we ultimately find the deepest sense of trust within ourselves, going within, and within God, Source. And when you find that ultimate trust, you trust that you will always be provided for. Have you ever met someone that no matter what they do or where they go or what they get involved with, it's always rainbows, unicorns, sunshine, and happy days? Have you ever met those that no matter how hard they work, how good of a person they are, how giving they are to others, how they self-sacrifice to help others, a beautiful, beautiful soul, but they cannot save two pennies in a jar? That is kind of what I believe we're trying to explain here. The difference between those two people. It's probably not, doesn't have anything to do with they have good hearts, they're good people, they do whatever. One has a positive outlook on currency. The other one has programming. They probably need to release, heal, and release from. It's just something to think about. So when you have that investment that comes up and your mind says, I can't afford that. With that healing that you have done, having trusted God and Source, you can say, I'm going to invest into this, even if, maybe if I can't afford it. This is Jake talking. But I trust that God's Source will provide for me. So what he's saying is, let me read that again. So Jake was saying, so when you have that investment that comes up and your mind says, I can't afford that, with that healing that you have done and the releasing, having trusted God and Source, you can say, I am going to invest into this, even if, maybe if, I can't afford it. But I trust that God, Source, will provide for me. And this is me speaking. I'll only speak for myself as I can't speak for all my listeners, but I have made some investments out of my lack that I know will come to fruition. Knowing the timing is the trust factor that I have to lean on as I move forward with creating this future, knowing the ever-fluid currency will be there when needed to provide for all my needs and the needs of others as the pipeline will continue to flow. As Jake continued, he says, and then lastly, be open to the infinite amount of ways that money can find you. You may think that your job is your only way of making income, but that's not true, he says. If you say, I want to invest into whatever it is, and you take action towards that, God Source says, okay, I'm going to provide money from this fundraiser or from this friend. It can come in so many ways. This goes back to what Q was telling us about just start. Just start. When people are saying, well, how do I do this? I don't have the money. Just start. So obviously, you have to be led by source within you. So I cannot tell you how your walk is to unfold. But I'll give you an example of where I'm at. I know I am to purchase property for Sunnies by the Sea to carry out my creative co-op mission, to be able to help others fulfill their mission, purpose, and journey while we all grow and mature, and our infinite knowledge while helping others on our ascension path. Do I have that in the bank? That's a no. I don't have that in the physical bank. But I am really working on this heal and release because I do have things out there that could come to fruition. It's just the timing. But I also have already seen source moves in mysterious ways. Not mysterious, source moves in amazing ways. And so I encourage you, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on what you believe you came here to do. We're all here on a mission. We're all here with purpose. We're in this physical earth suit, but yes, source in us and our spirit, we agreed to come here knowing that it was going to be rough. So don't give up. Stay the course. Stay in there with me. Jake goes on to say, ultimately, it is your job to stop being the block to the abundance that wants to come to you. And as I said before, I want to add, not only does the abundance want to come to you, but it ultimately wants to flow through you. So in that, I just want to encourage everybody. It's a mind shift. It's a heart shift. Take those thoughts, drop them into your heart. Believe through your heart. I get in trouble for using that word with some friends. It is me. It's me. Sorry, guys. It's me. Know in your heart that that is where you're making your decisions from. And push the envelope, but don't get ahead of your blessing. Does that make sense? Of your blissing, as my friends would say. It's okay. It's okay to press. It's okay to say, this is where I'm going. This is what I want to do. This is where I feel I'm called to go. But you look at it and the prices are double on gasoline. You look at it and the rents are like as much as your 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. And you're like, I don't think I'll even make a quarter of what I was making at what I would like to do. I don't want to go back into the high stress job. And so you're looking at that and going, how am I supposed to be able to even afford to get there, let alone to survive? But yet you feel called to there. And so you just keep putting feet going towards that. And so that's where I'm at. I believe I'm called to a particular geographical location. I feel very drawn to that area. It's expensive. And I'm not tapped into the source of where, sun shines ultimate location is within something that is, the I can't afford that, that I'm dealing with this. I'm right in the middle of this battle. And so I just wanted to encourage everybody. That's what the first part of the show is about. And then when you come back, I'll just talk about kind of what I've been doing and where I've been going. And if BBS is available, I would like to take a little 2-minute break coming up. And then we'll play my music to jazz it back up. And then we'll come back and talk. And maybe I'll take some calls. I don't know. Let's see. We'll see if BBS will want to take some calls. So I am excited about everything that we're doing and look forward to hearing more about everything that's going on. I'm checking to see if BBS is ready to where Thomas doesn't have to come running across the studio. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and come back on. I'll take a 2-minute break. I'll come back on. I'll talk a little bit more about stuff and then I'll go ahead and take some calls too. But yeah, let's go ahead and take the break, Thomas, and then we'll come back in 2 minutes. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Sunshine with Whiplash Talk. We're coming up on the second half of my hour with you guys on a beautiful Saturday. I will give you guys that number if you want to call in. It's up to you. It's for everyone if you would like to call in and give me your ideas on how your beautiful day is going. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, calling BBS Radio and TV live, 888-627-6008. If you're hearing this number and this is a replay, of course, we won't be live and they won't be taking calls. Okay, I'll go ahead and continue a little bit and see. I'll just give you an update of where I'm at. Just to update people that may be listening that didn't catch the show last 2 weeks ago, I unexpectedly, just out of my mouth, the words I quit come out of my mouth in my boss's office. I won't get into all the details, but that is not my normal mode of operandi. I'm just saying, I'm like, oh my gosh. So I quit. And I financially am not able to do that, but I did. So I have been applying for jobs. People have been contacting me and inquiring with me about possibly going to work for them. I do have a very good standing in my field of expertise. I have applications in across the United States, different areas and different, basically doing the same thing I'm doing, just for different companies, different people. And I've sent some out trying to get to the location that I want to get to, and doing work that is not even in my area of expertise whatsoever, but it's something that I believe would benefit me with Sunnies by the Sea. And had really good communications with them. Was hoping to hear back from them this weekend before going into this week before going into the weekend, but haven't heard back from them yet. But had a really good rapport going with them, and so that would be a lot of fun to be able to move into that bent, into that arena. The challenge is that the income would be perceived. They haven't told me what the income would be yet, but the income perceived would be less than what I'm making now, moving from a professional director position to moving into retail. And not a manager, just moving into retail. So, in looking at that and what I said earlier, I have, in looking earlier, I mentioned that I have, how do I word this? I don't even know how to word this. I am working towards trying to get back to the location I'm trying to get to. And in doing that, this is what I was going to say. The gasoline there is twice as much as it is here, almost twice as much. Housing there is through the roof, and need to be close to where I work, because if not, it could take me hours to get to and from, which would burn up gasoline, which would kind of defeat the purpose. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I can keep you guys posted more. I'll know more next week. Give you an update on. Hi, Carrie and Pete. I'll be with you in just a second. Yay! I'll be right with you. I will, I still have to do that deposition. I could have turned down doing the deposition for that lawsuit that the city is in. But then all they would have to do is subpoena me, which would just cause a big mess. And I just don't want the drama of everything. And so I'm out of the kindness and goodness of my heart. I don't want to cause any ill will or any harm to the jurisdiction I worked for. And so I am continuing to move forward with that. That is this Friday, all day. I will be in the hot seat on Friday. So if you guys are capable of holding space for that, that'd be great. I wouldn't argue if you wanted to do that. But yeah, hey, Carrie and Pete from Florida would like to offer their help with any projects I may have. Well, let's talk. What are you offering?
Hi, sunshine.
Hi, how are you?
It's
Hello.
us. I'm the Q team.
The Q team.
Been here all the time. I sent a couple emails, maybe about a month ago, but I thought, well, maybe she didn't get them, or maybe you wasn't ready to receive them. But maybe if we just tell you a little bit about what we're doing, and if anything in that helps you. You don't have to say, just I'm just giving you what we're doing so we can collaborate, and if anything sounds great, hopefully we can help with resources or whatever we can do from here. We are in Central Florida, and I'm not trying to hide saying that. I'm not worried about nothing. We have a small ranch here. We are expanding into Alabama and Kentucky, and probably don't want to say too much about,
That's
but
okay.
it's in the farming way of things. In the beginning, when I was with Q from the beginning of his shows, I was wondering how to manifest resources. And when I did that, I've gotten better at it, but I did, work on some grants for farming, and I didn't expect them to come out so fast and so quick and so many. So I started becoming an expert at learning about the new grants coming through. I haven't utilized them, but I've had other people utilize them. And Florida has a really, really awesome program in all the counties here now. So I don't know what state you're trying to go to. And I'm not voting per se to get a government grant because I try to do things without having that footprint.
Yes, I get it.
But it's there in case somebody else needs the information or would like to try to utilize it. Because Florida has, even though it's getting too hot for me, honestly, we've been here 30 years and these summers have been pretty brutal.
Right,
So we're going to
right.
start having a place here and a place a little north so we're not so, we're nomadish, right? We're
Right.
nomadic from here to there. So we don't want to nomad by ourselves. We would like to have other team members swap with us and say, hey, we're going to stay at your Florida property at this time of year while you guys are up north dealing with your ranches up there.
Right,
We just don't
right.
have, we've literally stopped communication years ago with the norm,
Yep,
right?
yep.
So we don't have any Q team members that we know to match up with that might have the same dream or idea. But
Right.
I know everybody loves, a lot of our group loves farming and they love horses, and that's where we, tie in the knot somewhere.
Right.
We love nature and we just can't be two places at once.
Right,
And
right.
we're not, I'm not trying to charge money. I just want someone who feels the same way we do that says, hey, I'm going to stay at the, swap with us. Maybe someone has property up there that they're willing to mix farming with our farming down here. You never know.
You never
So,
know.
the trade thing is what we're working on.
Good.
The reason why we chose to try to move a little bit north on one of the ranches is because Florida, you can't always farm the same things that you need.
Right.
You still got fruit and stuff down here, but there are things in northern Alabama, for example, that we can farm that are missing in this farming industry down here.
Right. Totally get that.
So we have a trade route. So we're building a trade route, is what we're trying to do.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. I don't know of anybody in the area that might want to reach out to you, but if I hear of anybody, if you want to, you can just send an email to BBS to get it to me. And then if I hear of anybody, I can connect you guys if they reach out to me through this show. But I really thank you for your call. I'm excited on what you guys are doing. That's terrific. Thank you so much.
Well, if we can be of any help, those are the areas we're focused on, so
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call.
thank you, Sunshine. Have a great day.
You
Enjoy
too.
enjoying the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate your calling in. What a fun call. That was awesome. So, if any of you guys out there are looking at doing things like that, if you're into horses or horse farms and you are wanting to team with others that are in that area, I do understand Florida is incredibly hot and mosquitoes are crazy. Yeah, that's not where Redhead wants to go. No, nay, nay. I'm already in Hotlahoma, so not doing that. But there are others that love that area. So if there's something out there that sounded and resonated with you, I do not know Carrie and Pete, but I could give each other emails if you so want me to do that. And moving on with where I'm at, I am working towards, I've got just a few more minutes left. I'm working towards making sure that I'm 2 weeks into this now of having quit my job, and so I'm really focusing on staying in the now. And in staying in the now, it helps me to not get into that, forgive me, oh shit, what have I done in the past? Or, oh shit, what am I going to do in the future? And you think, okay, well, I'll just be nomadic and I'll just head off and go. Well, okay, you've got gasoline to get there, but if it was just me, that'd be fine. But I've got the two cats too. And it's like, okay, I guess we could live in my car, but that's going to get really uncomfortable really quick. So, I'm still kind of trying to work out all the details on all that. But I really, really am doing these few shows, these few monologue shows by myself, just to kind of give you a little update of where I'm at. I really enjoyed having JJ Carroll on and having Dr. Juliet Engel and all of the other guests, Flat Earth Dave. It was a lot of fun having everybody on and talking about things that are going on in the world and things that are happening, things that we probably need to be a little aware of. But I wanted to kind of get back to my roots and where I birthed the show from, which is Whiplash. What the whiplash just happened, kind of thing. And that was a pretty big whiplash for me 2 weeks ago. And I thought I need to get back to my roots a little bit and just let you guys know where I'm at. I couldn't come on and do a fun, happy foo-foo show or a really serious show about what's going on in and around the country or the world, and you guys not know. I just wouldn't feel comfortable about it, about you guys not knowing where sunshine's at. And that saying that I have, that life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Well, I'm kind of dancing in the rain right now, guys. And I've got 365 new days and 365 new chances. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. So I encourage you guys to really focus on what we talked about during the show, the first part of the show, and that was total giving 110% credit to Jake Wan, JAKE_WHAN on Instagram, and then basically asking, want to get access to unlimited amounts of, currency or funds, unlimited amounts of money. Then, the first thing we have to do is take responsibility, and that is that we are blocking the unlimited amounts of money that are to come to ourselves. So we have to take the responsibility first. And so I just encourage you to just go within, talk to your spirit, get to, your spirit should be your best friend. Talk to your best friend and ask them, where have I blocked? Where have I blocked that pipeline? And if you really believe that your pipeline is open and flowing and that you are experiencing the abundance, then thank Source for that abundance of currency coming your way, and to continue to help you to be a pipeline to, invest in things for you and your family, and to continue that flow of the currency to others. I'd encourage you guys to consider giving to BBS Radio. They are doing so many upgrades to their station and to their studio, doing some really cool stuff behind the scenes that is going to make them pretty top-notch TV and radio. Going to give Rumble a little rumble for their money, if you know what I mean. So, if that is something that you are being led to do, that you feel led to do, they're good soil, as they would say in the Christian background. You're going to sow into good soil. So, but I would say, coming from the heart, coming from my heart and from source within, that they are good people and that they have always treated me so well. And I esteem them very highly. And, if they resonate with you and you want to reach out to them and see if they need any help, then I'd encourage you to do so. Thank you all for supporting me and for continuing to be my subscribers. That is amazing. And for those that have reached out since my last show and have loved on me, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all so, so very much. Thomas, I'm going to end it just a few minutes early. And I invite you all to have the most beautiful, beautiful 2 weeks. And I will see you guys back here on September 13th. Same time, same bat channel at 2 p.m. Central Time for Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and I love you all so very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 2 weeks. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you.